Hello. Welcome to Grown Ass Fandom. And my goodness, we have quite a bit to talk about today, do we not? I don't know how long this podcast is going to be, but we're just going to do it. I actually, you know, it's so funny because I feel like even talking about the enlistment feels like a foregone solution, like conclusion for me. Because if you listen to the podcast, I've been sort of like harbaging towards what's happening now for like months now. I've been saying, here's what's coming up. There's something coming up for months. And so when it dropped, I was pretty prepared for it. I think also the thing about BTS is that in my relationship with BTS, I'm sorry, I just like jumped right in, is that I... You know, going into it, I was somebody who was like, okay, whether it's enlistment, whether it's a break, whether it's whatever, we need to take a break, because it just felt like to me, it was just becoming way too much. The sort of like BTS experience had become too much, and it became like, and you didn't even know. And it was clear that like HYBE wasn't really going to stop as far as like, the endless promotional materials, the endless like products. It was just like endless. And it was just going to go. And so while I'm not like grateful or thankful that they're enlisting, I do think that it is a necessary pause to the BTS experience for everyone. I mean, I think one of the weird things about our relationships with K-pop idols, and this is something I've talked about on my Instagram, is that it's kind of like this weird thing where we're kind of invested emotionally in the members, right? Like we have developed this really deep emotional connection with them. That's a part of like what they're selling, is this sort of like emotional connection with the members, while also sort of having like very much this capitalistic relationship with them. So much so that I think a lot of people had forgotten what happened back in June. You know, one of the things that I was asking during this time, or that last time, about like, okay, so now that we know that they've been crying, that they're tired, all the stuff that Namjoon said, how are you going to interact with their product and their experiences and the stuff that comes out moving forward? And the answer is that there isn't really much change to how most people were interacting with this. So it's a really funny and interesting dynamic where you have, and that's why, I think that's part of the reason why I am such a, like a proponent of like, really like, fully divesting, because in a lot of ways, the ways in which we are invested in a K-pop often are in ways that like don't actually serve us when we actually are not fully invested, right? Like we already have a capitalistic relationship with K-pop, and the things that we take on are the things that we don't benefit us. Like, you know, feeling really emotionally responsible and relied upon, and feeling like you have to do this, you have to do that, you have to do that. You take on that stuff as opposed to this idea that you really get to kind of choose your engagement level to K-pop, right? So it's a really, really interesting, funny dynamic that we find ourselves in with BTS. And I think that this enlistment is like a really good example of how complicated K-pop can be, especially if you don't really have proper boundaries. And especially if you're using BTS as sort of like this form of therapy and this form of not having sort of a base around you to lean on if BTS is not there, while and having something that you lean on be something that is essentially a capitalistic enterprise. It's just like a really, really interesting dynamic. And, you know, and that's why it was this sort of like train that just kept going and like didn't ever think it was stopping. And for me, that's why I feel like I'm not that upset about this, because I feel like I took everything that the member said to heart in June. And to me, it was always kind of like a struggle, and it was like a weird dynamic to interact with all this content, like the cookies and even the cookie game. My friend Tony plays the cookie game, and I'm gonna play because he says it's fun. But like, you know, the games, all these ads, all this stuff kept coming, and we were just supposed to kind of like forget that they were crying over all this stuff, and it was supposed to kind of like be swept under the rug. And that aspect of everything kind of made me uncomfortable. And then you had like the government stuff, and I don't know, it just like the vibes were not good. And so I think that the enlistment to me feels like a, it feels like an exhale. Cause it's like, okay, this is what we're doing. This is what's happening now. We are going to shift. The energy has to shift no matter what around BTS, and it'll be a pause and a reflection, hopefully for everyone. And enlistment is something that I've been prepared for because I, you know, it's something that, and also like big breaks are something I'm prepared for because I am a Blink and also I'm into GOT7. So, you know, a break I think is going to be something that I think could be potentially good. Now, what has going to happen after BTS after that? I don't know. And like the other thing is like, what's going to happen to you after that? I think a lot of times people are afraid to grow and I get it, you know. Like I said, this is all such a good promotion for good mental health and good boundaries, because while it's okay to be upset about BTS going to the army and stuff like that, you know, I was reading people about people saying they're going to unalive themselves. They don't know what to do. Their whole lives is about BTS. And I mean, again, that's how it works, right? I mean, when I pandemic army and I like had nothing left and I came to BTS, that's how I felt. Like I felt like this vessel that just needed to be filled because I was so stressed and whatever. But eventually over time, I started to integrate therapy and medication and, you know, coping mechanisms and reaching out and connecting with my friends more and stuff like that. Like all that stuff is kind of what I did to sort of help kind of get me in a place where I wasn't so reliant on BTS to be the thing that got me going. So I really hope that people take this time to sort of like do some healing and, you know, figure out how to put themselves back in the center of their lives in a meaningful way and to make time and energy for the things that they're passionate about and want to do and stuff like that. I don't know, what's the song called? Life Goes On. And life will go on. And I totally understand being upset about this. It is upsetting, you know, if something that you've relied on, something that could be, you know, when life was happening, you always had BTS there. For that not to be there and the way that you're used to before is kind of like a big change. But I do think that this is for the best and for their legacy. Having their strings tied to the government and all that stuff, it just like wasn't a good look. And we just knew that they weren't happy the path that they were going. And so this gives them some time to do the things that they're happy with. And I think that that's important. And again, I understand that that's difficult because we have like this weird, like I said, the weird relationship of being like caring about them, but also caring about ourselves and caring about what they do for us. And it's just so fucking weird. That dynamic is really, really weird. But I think it'll be for the best. And as far as how I feel, I mean, like I said, I was fine. I know people were really, really upset and I didn't feel upset. I just felt relieved because I just wanted to know the up and, you know how I don't like things being up in the air. I didn't like the secrecy. I didn't like all this like, well, wait around this.